Hello and welcome to the Xbox Game Radio episode 34. I'm your host, Yuji Crazy. And we're here with T Primex and Eric Ferris. Finally, we released an episode.
Yo.
And today is April 2nd, 2005. Could have had another guest, but you know, it's crazy. And I just wanted something to get out, so we haven't released an episode in like a month. Just crazy. Craziness. And, yeah, so, Taylor, you start in whatever topics you're gonna discuss, and I'll pop in with it with whatever stuff I'm gonna discuss.
Alrighty then.
I fucking hate Static X.
Static X?
Static X.
What's Static X?
Stupid, cartoon on Cartoon Network. Again! This black kid who can control electricity, it's retarded. I hate it.
I wish I got Cartoon Network.
Oh, I saw that on YTV.
Oh, it's on YTV? That's crazy.
At least it used to be.
Yeah, well, I don't usually watch YTV that much. It's kind of gay anime shows, and yesterday I was like watching this one thing and like the credit, I just showed up and then the credits were in like Japanese, so I'm like, okay then. Guess it's some gay anime show. And their mouths don't move with the words, so it's kind of weird. But anyway.
Well, you have to understand, like, with those people, they talk really faster than us, so like they animate them to talk like them, so we're just trying to fill in as best as we can when we try to do dubs for anime, so it can be a pain in the ass, because I've tried dubbing my own anime with like a retarded version of me drunk, but it didn't come out too well.
Yeah, it's like I was watching The Incredibles again yesterday, and there was this one thing, and it was like the original Mr. Incredible, and it was like all the animation was still except for like these like mouths that looked like pasted in, and they looked like kind of like woman's mouths, and they were like really choppy, and it was really hard to watch, but luckily it was only like a little kind of snippet in the special features, but whatever. So Taylor, you were gonna talk about something, so go right ahead.
I was going to talk about Squizzy saying how I have such bad grammar.
I know,
and
like...
I was going to...
The point of having a radio show is so you don't have to type. Because I suck at typing, especially lately. I can't spell anything. Like, whenever I type use, I say sue. Whenever I type if, I say fi. Whenever I type it, I say... T-I, whenever I type is, I type S-I, and it's really retarded, so, I don't know, I guess the good thing about having radio shows, you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, I'm just too lazy to type. Like, after my radio show, I had to go offline for a little while due to SBK closing down for a bit. Like, I don't know, like, my anger has amplified, because I used to, like, it was a lot easier for me to get whatever was on my mind out onto the internet radio. And, like, a lot of people like that, so it was easy for me. I didn't have to really bitch a lot. But now that I don't have anywhere to, like, get angry at, it's just, like, it just builds up, and I have to go out and do retarded stuff in the GD.
Yeah, maybe you should... I forgot to, like, say that. Maybe you should, like, introduce yourself, but, because you had your old radio show, and that got, shut down when SBK got shut down. So just say whatever you want.
Alright, my name's Eric. Eric Ferris for everybody else. You may know me as End I Starve on Gaia. I used to run the What the Fuck show, which got really big in the GD, and hopefully our show will be back. But I guess now I'm a staff member for Nextbox, and hopefully we'll get some good shows going down.
Yeah, hopefully. And yeah, he's really famous on Gaia, so I didn't even know he was End I Starve. And then Taylor didn't want him to be a host before that, surprisingly. And, oh yeah,
I never said that.
Why'd you, leave the conversation, Taylor?
I didn't.
When
oh,
I was
did
in.
I?
Maybe it was Eric. How can you get removed from a conversation? Kind of weird.
Somehow, something, it says... Oh, I see what happened. You got removed from the conversation.
It says that, oh, the conversation was inactive. Oh, okay. Now I understand. So, you were saying how, let's talk about Squizzy for a minute. Because Eric doesn't know about Squizzy. Squizzy's kind of like our rivals. And they're another radio show. And they like discussing Nexlocks on their show. And so, Tell, you can say whatever you want about that.
Now, they were complaining about my grammar, but the thing about my grammar is it's not horrible. It's just I type so fast sometimes I forget to write a word here and there. At least I don't write like G2G and like instead of writing the word for, like the letter for. That's all I want to state. Yeah.
That's true. And yeah, the thing with what you're typing is you always like say stuff, and what you're saying when I'm reading it kind of makes sense because I know what you're trying to say. But then you always like forget to put a word in there, and it's like saying Nexbox is the best show in the world, and then you'd type it like Nexbox best show world or something like that, and it would make no sense. But that's just because you like type really fast all the time. But I guess that's
And lately I've had a word like minimized down there, so if I don't know how to spell a word, I use spell check or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So someone on Gaia won't go like, oh, you don't know how to spell, I pwn you. Or someone on Hackamedia won't get off the comment.
You always do like SP when you're doing stuff, you're like, oh, SP, and then you do it, sorry. And I guess that gives you like precedence so that they can't be like, well, you didn't spell that right, so you're a noob. So I guess it's good. Just pointing out that you can't spell. Let's see, I'm just looking in my show notes. Big thing.
Also, one thing about Squizzy is they have no knowledge on Canada. They said we were all good looking French guys.
Yeah, I don't even no one here likes the French.
Incorrect.
It's crazy. Well, many people don't like the French. I know I don't really much care for them. And a lot of people here don't.
I don't know. I like French fries, but some French chicks are hot. I like the French language. Something about it's romantic to me, but one or two French chicks, as long as they're shaven, can be pretty hot.
That's true, you know. But they're not really French in Canada, they're Quebecois. It's kind of a different thing.
Yeah, well, Canada is freaking retarded. Because all it is, I don't understand how Canada gets off saying that they're half French. They live in Canada, not France. Make up your
exactly.
own Canadian language.
And then we have to, like, learn French just because, I don't know, we should learn, like, Spanish. I'd like to learn Spanish. Now that would be like...
I want to learn Italian or Japanese.
I'd be like, hola, por favor. I don't know anything. Un momento, por favor. That's the only phrase I know. Spanish. Or German or something like that. All these crazy languages like Russian and stuff. That'd be cool to learn. But not French. French is boring.
The best. You get to talk to all the mafia.
That's true, you know.
Mafia's stupid.
Mafia stupid. I can tell you guys are like mafia. You guys are gonna get into pretty huge like debates because Taylor's like the biggest kind of mafia person and you know. Let's see.
A mafia person. I'm not
a mafia.
Mafia,
but you just like you're like think all the mafias are like all cool and stuff.
Well, I mean I like the movie Scarface if that counts.
Yeah, well it's a good movie. Snatch. And, okay, anyways, big thing, the Xboxes are still frying, which is, everyone's talking about it, and I was recording yesterday, I was recording yesterday, and I just disregarded the episode, but the people over at BaseNet Radio, they were saying that, your Xbox replacement cord that you got, Taylor, is it any bigger than your old one?
Actually, mine seemed bigger when I got mine.
It seems like all the Americans got these, like, huge ones. Like, they're saying that theirs has, like, a huge, like, surge thing on it, and mine's the exact same cord. Like, no difference. Like, there's no... They said that, like, Kizzle was saying And whatever that guy over at Basement Radio was saying, oh, it's a big, huge waste of space. I'm like, how is it a waste of space? It's the exact same one. And then he was saying that his was, like, bigger. So I don't know. Seems like the Americans got this, like...
No, well, I think it's that because of our power differences between where you live. Like, in America, like, you know how it is. Like, you can't bring, say, a cell phone that plugs into American wall. You can't bring it to England and plug it in there because they That's have true. Different power cords and different, like, voltages. So I think what happened was Microsoft played it smart and said, all right, since America uses higher voltages than other places, we'll give them the bigger one that has a surge protector. And the other places that don't really have as much surge of electricity and stuff, we'll give them the smaller one. So, I mean, that could have been like that, or, you know, it could be on anything, really.
No, that makes
Although
sense,
I haven't really had a problem with my Xbox.
Yeah, neither have I. And, like, sometimes I, like, leave my Xbox on for, like, a couple days and I don't even, like, sometimes I'm just, like, in the Xbox Live dashboard and Taylor's, like, yelling at me because I'm not actually playing, but I just leave the Xbox on and...
I hate it when people do that.
Problem. I don't do it anymore,
though. I hate
though,
that, because I...
Which is good, but...
No, it just pisses me off because, like, I go on to play Halo 2... And I'm like, yo, dude, let's go play. An hour passes by. Dude, where are you? I come back, they're still in the freaking thing. I'm just like, I just want to get up and punch him in the face. It angers me.
Yeah, it's true. Xbox forums are back. I don't really care. They come in and out, and some people post, and then they just leave. So I'm not gonna, like, baby them as much as I have. Like, screw them, I don't care. If people want to leave comments, they can go to the guestbook. And which is a huge place for spam and stuff by all the bots, but whatever. PSP, big thing to discuss because a lot of people have different opinions on it. Seriously, I think it's
I love it.
Seriously, I think it's a really I really like it, but I think Kizzle makes a good point in saying that when the first generation of these products come out and they have bugs and they have disk read errors and they have some apparently had dead pixels on the screen, which isn't a big deal for them because the pixels are really small. Like if it was on a TV it would be like an inch, but just a tiny little thing. But then when they come out with like the second generation, like next year, then after it was beta tested and stuff, then it comes out with all the, then they try to get out some of the bugs, and it's the same thing with the iPods. They have four generations or five, I'm not sure, and each new one, they fix some stuff like, the screen, like dying and stuff like that. So, all the people that like ran out and bought it like the first day it came out, you're kind of getting like the bad end of the deal because your PSP may have like bugs and stuff. But then again, it's a I really liked it, so I don't know what to think about it.
Well, I mean, I went out mine about the third day since it was out, and I really didn't have any problems. I got 1T on it too because I went to Best Buy, and I got the 1T, so if anything happened with that. Let's go get a new one. But I really like it. I mean, if you think about it this way, I mean, when Xbox came out, that was the first time Microsoft really made a game. And I really have how many bugs in that. I mean, I think with Nintendo, original Game Boy and stuff like that, so like all these people are like, oh well, next gen systems are gonna come out, they're gonna be good. Well, they're missing out on a lot of stuff. I mean, with the PSP right now, I'm already going online with it. Talking to my friends, playing amazing games. About 30 hours into the Metal Gear Acid game, 20 hours into Dynasty Warriors, and about 10% save me. It's an amazing system. I mean, it's a very good instrument because you can upload movies there, you can upload music, you can use it as a file transfer if you want to take files to a friend's house and don't feel like wasting CD for like a small little file.
You can upload
it into your
movies
PSP.
To it? Can you upload movies onto the card?
As long as your card is big enough, you can upload movies. It has to be MPEG-4. I'm already working on putting Battle Royale on there. And I already uploaded about 3 song soundtracks to my PSP. So, I mean, it plays as... I mean, they're going to be releasing movies on those UMD discs that they make.
Yeah.
I mean, if you went out and bought the value pack, you'll have Spider-Man 2, which to me, I mean, it looks exactly like DVD quality.
It is. It's really nice.
Yeah, it is. But also, like, with the USB plug you got, you can upload music and movies. So really, I mean, it's like, it's a great investment if you're looking to get something that does everything and has a lot of room for modifications and stuff coming out.
That's true. And how much video do you think you could get? You have a 256 meg card, I think. How much video do you think you'd be able to get on there?
Right now I have about 20 songs on there, and I'd say about a movie could be between maybe 30 megabytes to 40 megabytes if you compress it right. So you could probably get a few movies, a lot of game saves, and a good chunk of music on there, and that's only on 256. You can go up to about 2 gigs with the cards, but like a 2 gig memory card costs a few hundred bucks though.
Yeah, it's like almost as much as the thing is. But it would be a nice kind of handheld entertainment, and I really liked playing it. I don't own one, but I think it's really nice. I have the DS. I think it's probably better than the DS, but I'm not going to go out and sell my DS. That's just stupid. I just got my DS a few months ago, and I really like the games that they have on the DS. So, it's expensive for a console, for a handheld. Like, it's, I don't know, $250 Canadian for just the thing. Like, my cousin paid about $400 and something. $370, I think, for the value pack with the, it only came with a 28 megabyte card. And yeah, I didn't even know you could upload music and movies to it, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
The DS would be too much. I mean, their game library when they first came out wasn't too great. I mean, they didn't have much to offer. I didn't really like the dual screen kind of thing that they had going on there with touchpad and stuff. Like, it just didn't really appeal to me too much. And I really think that the PSP is going to blow it out of the water.
I think it just depends what kind of gamer you are, because some people like different kinds of games. Like, the PS2 has its own unique style of games. Like, the older PS2 games were kind of dungeon-y, kind of dark graphics kind of look. And then as they came out, they kind of became a bit more appealing. But if you like the PS2 and you like that kind of graphics, and then you might want to consider PSP. But it's really a whole new thing, and it's a amazing handheld, so I'd recommend it. And obviously you'd recommend it because you have it. So, Taylor, I haven't let you say anything about it, so you can go ahead.
I don't like talking about the two newest handhelds because I have a perfectly good handheld. The only thing I heard about the PSP today on Xbox Live was you could be driving in a car and you could be playing against someone in their, like, living room.
What do you mean, like, wireless?
Yeah, it was, like, wireless, or, like, the DS, but further. It went further.
Actually, no, the PSP's range is better than the DS. But they're also building up Wi-Fi. Like, the PSP also comes up with Wi-Fi, so you have your wireless LAN area that, I mean, you can just connect to other PSPs within a 50-foot range, and then later on, with new games come out, since they do have the Wi-Fi adapter built into the PSP, as long as you're at a gate point, so like a Starbucks, or if you have a wireless internet at home and stuff,
then
you can go online and play with people anywhere. Like,
yeah,
when they release some new games, like, I could be playing...
That's what they were saying on this. This one website was telling you how to get internet on your PSP. So it was really nice. Like, the DS just...
Yeah, I already got it.
With the, how is it? Like, do you have wireless around you? Like, a wireless network that you can connect to? I know if I had, like, PSP, there's tons of networks around me. I could just... You could probably just walk around and connect to one. But I know I have one, so it isn't a problem.
Well, I already hacked mine into so I can go online. So yeah, you can go online. So PSP will be releasing a browser to go online later on.
Oh, that's something that would be really nice. And I didn't even know it would be like that. But yeah, you can go ahead, Taylor, and talk about whatever.
I was going to comment on Pierre Pwnage's show where he pronounced they pronounce ponage, ownage, but really you pronounce it ponage. At least that's what I've heard. I think that's correct. And I really enjoy that show. Yeah. I don't really know where I was going with that topic.
Yeah, the video quality on that is really amazing. So, I really like that show for that reason. But yeah, they do say ownage instead of ponage, but it's weird.
But when they spell it ponage. My DIVX player is completely messed up now, so I can't really watch anything with decent quality.
I don't even use DIVX. I download DIVX player, and then I just, once you do that, it comes with the codec so you can play it in Windows Media Player, so it's nice.
Yeah, that's what I do, but it it's all done in black and white, and there's all these green lines coming through it.
Gotcha.
That's probably just your video card. Because, I mean, I downloaded DivX and installed the drivers and everything. I haven't had a problem with it at all. So,
yeah, me neither.
If I were you, I'd try updating your video card drivers, and if that doesn't work, restart your computer. And,
reinstall DIVX, maybe, if it's just the codec error. Or you could always just use DIVX Player instead of just using the DIVX codec in Windows Media Player. But what computer is it?
Yeah.
Is it your new one, or?
It's the one in my room. It's the one in my room.
Oh. Well, that one shouldn't be a problem.
It works downstairs fine. The one in my room won't even play Clone High.
Yeah, that's true. So it's probably the codec. You should probably reinstall it or say whatever, do whatever.
No, I did reinstall and it didn't affect it. But now it just works like half the time. Half the time it still does.
Yeah, that's weird. But, yeah, I was gonna say, with, Pierre Ponage and everything, there's some really good internet TV shows you should, like the Packet Sniffers, I like that, and Pierre Ponage, I don't know, there's a whole bunch. White.
If you want a really good, if you want a good geek internet show, which is kind of like me, check out The Broken. That's amazing. I think they only have 3 episodes up, but they talk about computer hacking, war driving, just like geeky stuff, but...
I think I've seen that show. One, isn't it like Broken Floppy or something like that?
No, it's called The Broken.
Oh, I see. There's a few shows kind of like that. There's like Hack TV, and then I think there's this thing called The Broken Floppy, which is kind of weird, because... It's these two guys, and they're from, like, some foreign country, I don't know. I can't really understand the one guy. The other guys, I can understand, but it's weird. It's kind of annoying listening to the one guy, but, yeah. Pretty good quality, usually, in internet TV. Some of them are just stupid, and they like, What the Hell Radio, that... Weird guy. You never told me what you thought of that, Taylor.
TV show.
I know, I said they just kind of like throw stuff together and they don't put any effort into it.
I like that one.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, I like that one song too. I know, he did sound like my impersonation of him. But, did you ever find out when Unreal Championship 2 came out or comes out?
I think it's already out. I don't really... fascinated by the Unreal Championship, Unreal Tournament type game.
I have enough FPSs that I like, but I think it would be nice to rent or something and then see if I want. Because, after all, I am UT crazy. I'm not UC crazy. So, it's weird.
Oh, I think yeah. I'm going to pick it up when it does come out, if it hasn't yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I need some more Xbox Live games to play, so...
Yeah, I know.
What really bugs me is the creators of it said it's going to be bigger than Halo 2 Online, which I did not believe.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, Halo 2 was the Xbox savior, pretty much to say. I don't think, if Halo never did come out for Xbox, I don't think the Xbox would have been as popular as it is now. I mean, if you look back at the Sega Saturn, 32X, the Jaguar and stuff, they didn't really have anything big and groundbreaking that brought the system out. I think that was the problem with most of those things. Like, even with Dreamcast, I mean, it did have a big following, but it didn't really have something that broke ground and made news. And
yeah,
with Xbox, That's what Halo did.
Like, I think Nintendo kind of screwed themselves with the GameCube, because not a lot of people, like, I don't like the GameCube, and not a lot of people do, except for the owners of them, of course, but I think Nintendo was clearly the system kind of owner in the 90s. There was Dreamcast, and there was the N64, and the Super Nintendo, and the NES, and all that, and they were kind of the owner of all that, and Dreamcast, I don't know, I didn't really know that people that had it, and I didn't really know that many people that liked it.
Well, I still have my Dreamcast.
Yeah, I wish, I sold my N64, which was one of my favorite systems, and I had so much fun with that, and I don't know why I sold it, but I did. And, like, I didn't really much care for the Super Nintendo, it was okay, and the NES was just old school, but the N64 still has graphics that are comparable to, like, GameCube, and GameCube doesn't try to make good graphics, really, because it's all cartoony, like, they don't, like,
But that's an artwork in itself, though. I mean, when you, like, look at it, I mean, that cell shading, it came off before, but it wasn't really too well, but with Wind Wanker, whatever the hell you want to call it, for GameCube, whatever. I mean, that was an art form on its own, and if you looked at, this past the Tokyo Game Show, they already showed some screenshots of the new Legend of Zelda coming out for GameCube, and that's putting up on par against the Xbox, in my opinion. I mean, I've seen videos of it and stuff, and that, like, I think that's going to give Xbox a run for its money. The new Legend of Zelda may just save the GameCube from dying out of existence.
I know, like, the GameCube is the cheapest system, obviously, and I think Zelda has done a lot for GameCube. If there wasn't Zelda, there wouldn't be a lot, as many GameCube owners as there are now. And Zelda is one of the best games for GameCube. Like, I know my friend really likes Conflict Desert Storm or something like that, but if you want an FPS, don't play it on GameCube. You play it, because GameCube is, like, kind of like a kid system, in my opinion,
puzzlers,
compared to the Xbox.
Puzzlers,
I'm going to have to disagree on that. I mean, the GameCube isn't really a kid system. I mean, GameCube does have its own set of adult games and stuff, but it's just that everybody
not
always
as many
portrays
as Xbox.
It. Well, yeah, not as many as Xbox, but, I mean, everybody always portrays it as just a kiddie system, you know. The GameCube does have good games with good storylines and stuff that can be played as with adults and stuff. I mean, I think everybody looks at the PS2 as, you know, the Grand Theft Auto, Metal Gear Solid / RPG system. Everybody sees Xbox as the box that plays Halo, and then everybody sees the GameCube just as a kiddie system, but, I mean, the actual gamers, I mean, the people who tune into this, and people like I know and stuff, really know that, I mean, the GameCube does have its library. I mean, it may not be big, and everybody may see it as just a kiddie system, but really it's not, and if you really look into it.
That's true. And I think I've said it a few times, the GameCube does have some good points and bad points, like the actual system, it's really light and small, like I guess that's a plus when you're traveling with it, whatever, but I don't know, people have different opinions on it, like obviously you, and to me, in my experience, I don't own one, I don't plan on getting one, there's some games on it I like. I'm really a big fan of the Harvest
really
Moon.
A decent game for it is Resident Evil 4. That is an amazing.
Yeah,
game.
I mean, Resident Evil 4 came out onto it, and that was a major thing. I mean, I think the only Resident Evil we had was, you know, like the Resident Evil Outbreak and stuff like that. I mean, most of the stuff was on PS2 and stuff, but Resident Evil 4, I mean, that really blew the graphics out of the water. I mean, it was a beautiful game. It was done very well. The system was amazing. The controls were great. I mean, that just proves how powerful that the GameCube can be. And also, the GameCube also has great games like Mario Kart, Super Smash Brothers, even Beautiful Joe. I mean, those were all awesome games.
I think I let I liked those games when they came out on N64, and I had a lot of fun with those. Those were really classic games, and everyone seemed to like those. And I guess I didn't really like Super Smash Bros. And I think Mario Party, they kind of took some of their stuff a bit too much. Like, it's kind of like that TV show that keeps on making series and series and series, and it still has a few.
Kind of like Pokemon.
Yeah, it still has a few dedicated kind of watchers, but there's still, it isn't really that popular anymore. I'm kind of thinking of Survivor and Amazing Race. And everyone still loves Amazing Race, but I think 11 seasons is a bit much. Or 12, or however many they have. Something after 10. And I think...
Well, that's understandable, but I mean, Mario Kart and Smash Bros. Really... I mean, Mario Kart was around since the Super NES, but didn't get that big. But when it came out in the 64, it got huge. But, like, take it on to the point of the GameCube, I mean, that really brought Mario Kart out, because now, like, people were able to plug in their GameCube into their computer and play online across the world with Mario Kart and Super Smash Bros.
I haven't played GameCube online, but I was playing Mario Kart, I think, last summer, and that, I actually liked that game. It's a pretty good game. But I don't think I've really caught on to the whole Super Smash Bros. Thing. Like, whenever I played N64, there always seemed to be some, oh, let's play Super Smash Bros. Well, I'd be like, no, you know what games I really like? I really like Donkey Kong, it's this one racing game. Maybe you can tailor, you didn't ever have all the old school systems. You went from nothing to an Xbox.
Xbox was my first system.
That's crazy. But, what's it called?
Hold on, I have a phone call.
Okay. Diddy Kong Racing, I think. And I really liked that game, but I don't think I ever went into the Super Smash Bros. That much. So...
Super Smash Bros. 1 was one of the best games around, and then they came out with Melee, and that was seriously one of the worst games I've ever played.
Yeah, I think they took it a bit. I liked them on N64, but people, it's kind of like, comes down to the console wars. Some people like all the consoles just because they're a console, and some people don't like any of them, and everyone really has their own preference. So I think that's how we'll end that discussion. But, you go into one.
About that?
Yeah.
When I'm playing a first-person shooter, I think GameCube has better graphics than PS2. When I'm playing a first-person shooter, I want to shoot human beings or aliens, not square snowmen type creatures.
That's true. And I think, no matter how stereotypical it is, I'll always think of GameCube as the kiddie system, because when I think of GameCube, I think of little cartoons and stuff like that, and some of it may be good graphics for cartoon graphics, kind of like Zelda has. I think Zelda is one of the best graphic-wise games for GameCube, but GameCube can't technically, the technical aspect of it is, it can't really handle as much as, like, I think that's what the new Nintendo should try to do. And they should try to actually make real graphics like the Xbox and the PS2 try to do. And I think that's the difference.
What are you talking about? Like, I just stated GameCube has better graphics than PS2. PS2,
I wouldn't say that.
Block figure.
Well, I think they're both equal. I mean, if you look at both systems, I mean, take the PS2, I mean, take games like Final Fantasy X2, Gungrave and stuff like that. I mean, that's really pushing amazing graphics. I mean, when you first saw those, I mean, those were amazing. I mean, GameCube, yeah, it
GameCube
does have cartoony,
really,
but I mean, it's...
GameCube has really fast loading graphics, which is a plus. Xbox tends to load the slowest out of the three, but... I think the bad thing about the PSP is it has pretty slow loading graphics, and...
I haven't really had a problem with the PSP loading graphics.
Like,
I mean, out of all the games I've played...
Like on my DS, there's like no wait time. And when I was playing, I don't know, not the hockey game that it came with, but it was another one, and it took a little while to load up and stuff, so maybe it was just when I was playing, but I don't know, it was, I could notice it. And I think it's like the Xbox, I can live with loading time as long as the graphics are worth that loading time. Like Morrowind, something like Morrowind has really nice graphics and a really long load time, but it's worth it once you get in there. The game isn't that, the storyline's really elaborate.
Well, I had that problem with Halo 2. I mean, with Halo 2, it was a pain in my ass because, I mean, they didn't load it right. Like, they'd pretty much stream the loading times. So, like they'll start an FMV, and it looks really bland, and slowly you see start stuff to form, and then it just kicks in. Like, that really ticked me off, because Xbox tried to cut back on the loading time with that, and that kind of ruined the gameplay for me. I mean, if you're going to have a long loading time, at least just to get it done with and over with instead of trying to make it go faster and just end up, you know, kicking yourself in the ass. I mean, I haven't really had problems with the PSP loading screens. I mean, with PSP, I mean, that's really pushing a lot out there. I mean, with the game with the DS, I mean, I don't know, is the DS CD or cartridge?
It's cartridge. It's a really small cartridge, too. Like, if you'd think you could lose the advanced cartridge, it's about, like, half of the Game Boy Advance cartridge, and really thin, too, so.
Well, see, that's the problem with that, is that cartridges run a lot faster because it's pretty much built into and onto that memory. So
yeah,
you just plug it in, and boom, go. CDs, you have to boot it up, spin it up, and read it and stuff. But, I mean, you have a lot more. Like, I have a feeling the PSP is going to be better. I mean, Nintendo didn't learn this too well, but I mean, Nintendo actually did learn this when they came out with their GameCube. I mean, they were always stuck with the cartridges, and cartridges got expensive, and you couldn't do as much as you did with the CDs and stuff. So I think PSP is playing it smart by doing it with UMDs, because you can fit a lot more information and do a lot more work on that instead of having it on cartridges. Plus, the UMDs are a lot cheaper to make than cartridges.
I think one of the upsides to cartridges is that you can get blank cartridges, and if you are so inclined, you could, like, if you got the right stuff, you could put downloaded games on it. I don't think that's really worth it for me, but it's something that you couldn't really do with a UMD, because kind of proprietary, and it's kind of interesting. It isn't like a CD, which is good because you don't have to worry about getting it like scratched up. It's in a little case, but it's interesting media format, I guess. And the graphics are just amazing on PSP, so you can't compare them to anything really. Like, when I saw PSP, I'm like, wow, that's like Xbox graphics on like a handheld. So,
well, yeah, I mean, with the PSP, I mean, it's gonna play DVD quality stuff, which I think is gonna be awesome too, because that's gonna open up the market a lot more, that people can buy movies but also download them and play them onto their PSP. So I think that's gonna give PSP edge over pretty much a lot of the handhelds out in the market now.
Yeah, like, it's like you can get media players kind of thing, like the iPod, but they play movies. But again, it's a lot more expensive than a PSP. And the PSP's a nice, comfortable kind of feel and design and everything. And it's good in kind of finishing that off. Let's see. Taylor, you have so many topics, you can go into that.
Lately, what I've found sort of strange is there are three main Xbox Live games I've seen are Ghost Recon 2, Halo 2, and Burnout 3. And what I find funny is each game has their, like, type of gamers. I go into Halo 2 and I get these 8-year-olds. Then I go on Burnout 3 and I get these 16-year-old British guys. And then I get...
Well, you're gonna get that anywhere.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
And then Ghost Recon 2, you get the black people. Which is kind of weird.
You get the and supposedly, they tell me I sound like black. And I'm like, what?
Not really.
They're like, oh. Yeah, it was weird. I've been told that when I have my voice in real life, like not without the microphone, I sound black. Even though I don't use a lot of sort of yo language. Although
yo.
Some of them don't use that type of language.
Being a bit stereotypical yeah.
Well, the guy that's live, they're like, yo, you listen up and stuff like that. And then it's sort of strange. But I'm wondering what makes these guys, seriously, there seems to be no one on Burnout 3 except 16-year-old British guys. I'm wondering what draws these types of people to these different games.
Maybe Burnout 3 is marketed more in Britain than Ghost Recon 2 is, or maybe Burnout 3 is marketed less in Canada so that there's less people playing it.
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, it just depends on the type of game, really. I mean, when you get first-person shooters, you're always going to get a lot of pretty much your base players are meet normal players who play once in a while, your hardcore super geeks, the guys, I mean, like, those guys, like, you know, the older guys, they sit in their parents' basement and play it all day, so they're going to kick your ass, laugh at you, and then kick you out of the game. And then you're going to get the little 12-year-olds who think Halo 2 is awesome because everybody else in school plays it. I mean, and that's going to play with, like, every game has its own certain amount of different players on there. So, I really have to look at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, it was funny. I was on Halo 2, and then this, like, really kind of young kid, he's like, oh, I got Halo 2 today, and it's my first time, and I'm level 1. And I was making fun of, like, the guy from What the Hell Radio. And I like making fun of him, and it's really funny because that seems to be the only, there's always one person like that in Halo 2, and or whenever there's like a girl in the game, everyone's like, oh my god, there's a girl in the game, and then they like scare them away, and then in different games you get different kind of people. Like in Need for Speed Underground 2, I find you get really kind of competitive people, and also you get really
well, they're all car freaks pretty much.
Yeah, you get really impatient people too, because they're like, if you don't press ready, like as soon as you get in, they like boot you from the game or whatever. People that just pop into games and then go out, and it's different types of Xbox Live games.
Well, all that's understandable. I mean, when I want to go on, I want to go on and play. I don't feel like freaking idling in a stupid room waiting for a kid to press go.
That's true.
So, I mean, and also with, what the hell, I forgot, what was the other thing you said?
Oh, I was saying, different types of people, different games. Yeah, young kids seem to be on Halo 2 for some reason, and I haven't played Ghost Recon 2 or Burnout 3, but Burnout 3 is really a good game. I like that game. And, yeah.
Well, one last thing I want to bring up is, before I head out, is why parents are always blaming video games for problems in the world with kids shooting up different schools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the game maker's problem. That is bad parenting. And, like, it's just amazing that these parents, like, they'll go out, they'll buy whatever game they want, and then when their kid, like, gets really fucked up in the head, that they go out and do this, and like, oh, well, it was a video game. No, you should have been watching what your kid's doing, what your kid's playing, all sorts of shit. People shouldn't have to parent your kids for you. And it's kind of funny that I read an article on the top 10 most violent games, and, like, it was a bunch of parents that did this. It wasn't the parents, it was, like, the government, or it was like some group of people went out and found the top 10 most violent games and published it for parents to see. Half, like, get this, Hitman Blood Chronicles, which is a new one coming out, isn't even 50% done, and the parents already listed it onto the top 10 bloodiest games out now.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it gets better. Then they listed Gunslinger Girls, which is an only in Japan game. It has never hit American stores, and it's not going to. So what does that have to do with kids in America? It's not coming here. It's never coming out.
Yeah, they just like having something to blame everything on. Parents in general, like, oh,
and
my son's violent.
Why they wouldn't blame it on movies? Movies are worse than video games. I'm not saying it causes violence, but
I think
movies
are
more realistic.
I think a movie that demonstrates this kind of principle is Bowling for Columbine, because they're saying, well, why is it that in the U.S. there's so many of these gun shootings and it isn't in Canada? Well, in Canada they have goth music because they were blaming Marilyn Manson. In Canada they have movies. In Germany they have goth music. In Germany they have movies. In France and wherever, they all have violent video games. So, I think parents just like having something to blame. They don't want to think that it's their fault being a bad parent. So I think that's all it comes down to.
That's pretty much. Everybody just wants to look for a scapegoat that they don't look bad themselves. So, well, that's it for me tonight. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in.
Yeah. Can you continue on, Taylor? I have a little bit of time left.
Righto.
Righto.
You know how I said I've hated first-person shooters for the PC?
Player left.
Yeah.
For the PC.
Yeah.
Well, I found this really good one. It's actually rated T. It's not this M stuff. And it's called Nerf Arena Blast. And it's seriously probably the reason I like it. It's probably the only first-person shooter for the computer I enjoy. Because I can't stand using, like, to reload on like the keyboard.
You just don't know how to change your controls. Like, I like to use the mouse buttons. Like Halo 2, it's perfect. I change all the controls to what I want. I don't like having
Halo
like
Halo 2 for the PC. Never heard
Halo.
Of the PC.
I said.
You say Halo 2.
I say Halo.
Whatever.
And I don't like having, like, yeah, R to reload and tab and everything. I change it to simple stuff like arrows to move, mouse, the middle buttons to throw a grenade or whatever. It's simple.
Really, how many people do you get online with Halo 2? Halo 1 on
a lot.
PC, though. Really, you get as many people that you would on Halo 1 online with Xbox Connect with Halo 1 online on
probably about the same, yeah.
PC.
Probably about the same with Xbox Connect.
You should use, I dare you, test out Halo 2 on Xbox Connect. See how many people are playing it. See if my theory was right where no one would be on Xbox Connect where when Halo 2 came out. Like, I'm sure
I should.
There would be people, but not as many. Halo was, like, the only reason people
played. I have topics left, but I think we should probably just, like, end it here. And for this week, the background music is featuring the soundtrack of Fable. So hopefully you enjoy that. And shoutouts for tonight, I'll do mine first, and you can go ahead. Eric Ferris, obviously, will try to mix up the guests a bit for the next few episodes, the coming episodes. To all the DDP, I was pretty fun in the IRC yesterday. And so you go ahead with yours.
I really don't have any shout-outs this week to anyone. Maybe Marilyn Manson, because, you know. Marilyn
and the Burnout 3
cool
guys and the Ghost Recon 2 guys. You
not
always seem
EA
to say that.
EA sucks.
And
well,
the
yeah,
EA.
The one Burnout 3 guy, the British guy that let me in his game, I give him a shout-out, whoever his name is.
Yeah.
I think his name was, like, Ben.
Okay, so, like every
Ben
week. Yeah. What was it?
Ben Steele, his name was.
Yeah, probably. We'll see you next time, and keep gaming, America.
Yeah, or world, or wherever you're from.
My
Să pleci, dar numai ei.